The American people want things.
Live following the Democratic debate, this is The Last Angry Man, a progressive political podcast. Tonight, a hodgepodge of all kinds of things. Enjoy. Senator Joe Biden, The Last Angry Man, podcast capital of the world, thank you for joining us today. Who do you think is in charge of the White House? I think it's Vice President Dick Cheney.
One thing about this president and I, in my meetings with he and Cheney, there's no question who the boss is. He, the president, is the boss.
Certainly, Joe, this goes against everything this country believes, I think a lot of us believe, that Dick Cheney's really in charge, not President Bush. Is there anything you've ever heard President Bush say to the contrary?
He'll just say, shut up, Dick.
No way.
Senator Biden, you may believe that, but here's what Kucinich believes, okay? I think it's similar.
It was unidentified flying object, okay? It's like, it's unidentified. I saw something. Now. To answer your question. And also, you have to keep in mind that Jimmy Carter saw a UFO.
Oh,
and also that more people in this country have seen UFOs and I think approve of George Bush's presidency.
For us to believe that Vice President Cheney isn't in charge is like us believing in UFOs. Okay, Senator Biden, just to hear it one more time, what is it that George Bush says to Dick Cheney? I love hearing this.
Shut up, Dick.
Senator Biden, you were saying that Dick Cheney was helping George Bush buy a new car for the ranch in Crawford, Texas for when he retires.
Now, here's what he did. Here's what this president does. He delegates full authority and walks away.
He delegates to Cheney. He says, get me a new car, and
I think he just went out and got a new broker.
Wow. Well, that's Senator Biden. Thank you. What you're saying is Dick Cheney wasn't the right man to get him a new car.
And now I think he's decided Cheney ain't working, and so what he's saying is, Dick, I'm changing.
A lot of insight there from the great senator from the state of Delaware, Senator Joseph Biden, and we thank you.
I'm the boss.
Excuse me, sir?
I'm the boss. Here's what we're doing.
Sir, I'm through with this interview, but... Thank you for coming.
Look, I made a mistake.
I sure hope, Senator Biden, that when you come on the show next time, you do not make the same mistake. But I appreciate you admitting you made a mistake.
I don't think you'll ever hear the president say that, look, I made a mistake. I think we have to change policy.
Pardon my assistant there, but... She gets a little giddy sometimes. I see your point. He's stubborn, and you're not. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you for coming on, Senator Joseph Biden. Well, no doubt people seem to like Senator Biden. I do, too. Hey, look, it's Senator Dodd.
Senator Dodd, over here. Tell us something the people already know.
Senator Dodd, thank you for coming by. Last Angry Man here from the podcast capital. Tell us something people already know.
I won't take a backseat to anybody.
Senator Dodd, please. Biden was here first, and that's all there is to it. Thank you for coming to the Last Angry Man. Few questions, and we apologize. The
situation does bother me.
Senator Dodd, please. Biden was here first, and that's all there is
to it. Doesn't make sense, but...
Well, put it behind you, sir. So, as I said... Tell us something we already know.
That my colleague from New York, Senator Clinton, they're 50% of the American public that say they're not going to vote for him. I'm not saying anything that people don't know already. I don't necessarily like it, but those are the facts.
Senator Dodd, I asked you to tell our audience something they already knew. I don't think they know that because I don't think that's a fact. I think you're running a sleazy campaign and you're just screaming louder and you're just becoming more angry and bitter. Senator Dodd, you don't seem to be taking this election very seriously now. Come on.
But let's remember what's at stake here. We need to elect a Democrat.
Who don't you like for this campaign? Which Democrat don't you like?
John Edwards, Bill Richards from New York, Senator Clinton.
Yes, Senator Dodd. Enough negativity, please. There are rumors abound in Washington with homosexual relationships between certain senators and congressmen as Foley and Craig and God knows who else.
I did it with Orrin Hatch.
Oh, I see your lovely wife is here, Senator Dodd.
Whoa.
What was that you just blurted out, Senator Dodd?
I did it with Orrin Hatch.
This is CNN.
Apparently, we're turning back to the newsroom now at the podcast capital. For some reason, our signal's been cut. Not really. There's no signal. There's no debate that we're at. We're sitting home like everybody else, watching the foolishness in front of us. We learned nothing. We heard the same old rhetoric from the same old people. I'm quite sick of it myself, and that makes me angry. So as usual, the Last Ranking Man made this a little bit more fun and entertaining than normal. Well, then normal people would normally make these things. The same people who put us in the situation we are in right now. Senator Clinton, Senator Obama, Senator Dodd, they're all in the Senate right now, and they all can make change right now. None of them wish to do so for whatever reason. None of them wish to stand up for the real issues that are important, like ending this war. They say all kinds of things, but actions do speak louder than words. We need some new people, some fresh faces. We need a third party in this country. This is Last Ranking Man saying,
and in a perverse way, John George Bush and Dick...
Senator Edwards, a lot of energy here, Edwards.
I would find terrorists where they are and stop them and kill them before they do harm to us. We would stop the spread of nuclear weapons.
So, Biden, are you confident as to what John Edwards is saying?
No, I'm not confident.
The American people want things. The American people want things.
The American people want...
The American people want things.
The American people want things.
The American people want things. The American people want things.